you will hear a man talking about a South American mammal called the sloth. For questions 9 through 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. Sloths, named after another English word for laziness, are the adorable and lethargic mammals living in treetops who spend much of their lives in the canopy snoozing and remaining hidden from predators. The animals live solitary lives and travel from tree to tree using canopy vines. Located in places such as Brazil and Panama, the 6 species of this strange and wonderful animal need healthy forests to survive. Though the species fall into 2 main groups, 2-toed and 3-toed sloths, who live exclusively in trees, extinct sloth species include a few species of aquatic sloths and many ground sloths, some of which attain the size of elephants. Sloths have an extremely low metabolic rate, which means they move at a languid, sluggish pace through the trees. On average, sloths travel 37 meters per day, less than the length of a football field. Sloths snooze for about 15 hours per day. They leave only 9 hours to lumber through the trees looking for food and shade. They maintain a low body temperature and move in and out of the shade as the sun moves so as to regulate their body temperature. Sloths mainly eat leaves and twigs, though some have been documented as eating insects, small reptiles, and birds as a small supplement to their diets. They have made extraordinary adaptations to an arboreal browsing lifestyle. Leaves, and their main food source, provide very little energy or nutrients and are not digested easily. Since leaves provide such little energy, sloths deal with this by a range of economic measures. They have very low metabolic rates, less than half of that expected for a mammal of their size, and maintain low body temperatures when active, 30 to 34 degrees, and still lower temperatures when resting. They also have large, specialized, slow-acting stomachs with multiple compartments in which the symbiotic bacteria break down the tough leaves. Sloths' tongues have the unique ability to protrude 25 to 30 centimeters from their mouths, an ability that is useful for collecting leaves just out of reach. As much as 2/3 of a well-fed sloth's body weight consists of the contents of its stomach, and the digestive process can take a month or more to complete. Because the animals don't have incisors, they trim down leaves by smacking their firm lips together. Their specialized hands and feet have long, curved claws to allow them to hang upside down from branches without effort. While they sometimes sit on top of branches, they usually eat, sleep, and even give birth hanging from limbs. They sometimes remain hanging from branches after death. Surprisingly, sloths are strong swimmers. They will sometimes drop down from their treetop perches into water and use their extended arms to propel through the water. But sloths spend the majority of their time up in the canopy. The trees provide natural protection from predators such as jaguars and eagles. It's safer for sloths to remain motionless and camouflaged off the ground. They will, however, venture down on rare occasions to find more food or a mate. Female sloths give birth to one baby once a year after a gestation period of 6 months. The baby stays with the mother for about 6 months, holding on to its mother's belly as she moves through the trees. This is an important bonding period that helps the offspring learn and develop. When the sloth leaves its mother after the 6-month period, it adopts part of its mother's territory, continuing to communicate with the parents through calls. Though not all sloths are endangered, some of the 6 species are threatened by habitat loss. Deforestation in the tropical forests of South and Central America jeopardize the tree sloths rely on food and shelter. In Brazil, through the Amazon Region Protected Areas Program, the World Wildlife Fund has worked to create a network of parks covering 150 million acres of forests. Now you'll hear part two again.